USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He was not just a great congressman, he was a great man.
That's what the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, says about Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away early today at the age of 68.
He had a combination of being strong when he had to be and had to be quite often, but also being kind and decent and caring.
While Cummings and President Trump were not good friends politically or personally, President Trump has tweeted that, quote, his work and voice on so many fronts will be hard, if not impossible, to replace. Teachers in Chicago on strike, more than 300,000 students out of class as a result of it. A strong storm system known as a bomb cyclone will be pounding the eastern seaboard from the northern mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts could exceed 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I think it's a very sad commentary on the President of the United States.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there after storming out of a meeting at the White House with President Trump, saying that the president had a meltdown during a discussion about the problems in Syria.
That he doesn't have enough confidence in what he is doing to listen to other points of view.
Trump later tweets Pelosi has something wrong with her. A jury is awarding a Sandy Hook massacre parent $450,000 in a defamation lawsuit. The father of six-year-old victim Noah Posner suing James Fetzer and Mike Palachek after they co-wrote a book titled Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. In the book, they claim the Newtown massacre was staged by the federal government. In fact, 20 children and six adults were killed in the 2012 Newtown shooting. And find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The UK and EU have reached a tentative Brexit deal after London made concessions over the Irish border, which had been a key sticking point. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Parliament should get Brexit done by Saturday. Another day, another member of the Trump administration to be on Capitol Hill for a deposition. In the House impeachment inquiry, Gordon Sondland is or was the U.S. ambassador to the European Union and was also in charge of America's Ukraine policy. Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry, considering President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. Netflix is being sued by two lawyers who say they don't like how they're being portrayed in a new movie allegedly about them. The Laundromat is directed by Steven Soderbergh. It stars Gary Oldman and Antonio Banderas as two lawyers who allegedly helped the super-rich evade taxes by stashing billions in offshore accounts. The story based on two real lawyers, Jurgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca. They're both under federal indictment. The lawyer suing Netflix to stop it from releasing the movie. IndieWire says Netflix will ask the judge to dismiss their suit, and they're planning to release the film on Friday. And an actual house on the Malibu coast, modeled after the classic playset Barbie's Malibu Dream House, is going up for rent on Airbnb. And with your update, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.